awesome followers of Jesus. So how it came about that I was going to lead BBS is an interesting story. So about a month before I came here, Hillary and I were having a phone call to talk about the summer and what was it going to entail. We talked about where some of my skills were, where I needed to grow. And the diocese of Virginia requires each of us to do a large project. And this large project can be anything. It might mean starting a kind of a trial ministry for the church. It might mean partnering with a ministry that's already robust and growing from my own experience. It could be leading an adult forum series. It could be anything. I made the mistake of telling Hillary that I would love to do something that the church needs. And she said, "You don't have to, but I could really use your help with BBS." And I'm a former youth minister and work with Atlas Youth in D.C. I hate youth. We speak the same language, which is sarcasm. And we get along really well. Children, I don't understand. A couple weeks ago, I went to visit my nephew, who's a year old, and I didn't understand why he needed help changing his diaper. I thought he was body training already. And the shock that I had cooked him breakfast, I'm like, "Kid, what have you been doing for a year?" I also subbed once for a Sunday school class on third graders for a friend who begged me. And there are some things you just need to do once. So I have to admit that my heart soil was a bit rocky when it came to BBS. But thankfully, there are plenty in this community who brought extremely rich soil. And some amazing seeds were planted this week. And even some seeds in my heart. So we explored a curriculum called Passport to Peru. And so we learned a lot about Peru. We learned about kids from Peru. We learned how God works in Peru. But we also learned about gifts that God gives us everywhere. These little seeds of gifts that get planted within us. So my helpers are going to help us show what these gifts were. So you're going to have to do something. Okay? This isn't a passive song. So one thing that we had to do every day at BBS, when we talked about the key phrase of the day, or our key seed, was we all had to say, "Gracias!" after it. Okay? So we say, "Thank you, God, for this amazing gift." So the first day, we learned that God gives us comfort.
Gracias!
The second day, we learned that God gives us patience.
Gracias!
You're good, huh? You're doing good. The third day, we learned that God gives us peace.
Gracias!
And we learned that God gives us love.
Gracias!
And the last day, we learned that God gives us joy.
Gracias.
Would you all thank my helpers for me? So I think it's kind of awesome. And he talked about what the kingdom of heaven means. And I never thought about it this way. It's about learning to have the eyes to see the world the way that God intended the world to be seen. And to do everything we can in our power to bring that about, to bring the kingdom of heaven here and now. It's about seeing the world in an eye, in a lens of justice and compassion. So this is what he means by the kingdom of God. At that time, the Jews didn't even have this understanding of as far off places as it didn't exist. So it was the human attempt to explain the world as God intended it to be. So thinking of this in this way, and thinking of what I've experienced through VBS, I've been challenged to understand what the soil means. If that's the kingdom of heaven, if it's now, what is the soil and where is the soil? So in the parable, we've got this sower who, in my opinion, is quite careless. You're just sprinkling seeds over bad soil. What a waste of resources. Right? But the reality is that we can't see what someone's soil looks like. It's a heart soil. It's of the heart. And so we can't look at somebody. I can't look at Sarah here and say, her soil is rocky and thorny, and she's not worthy of the kingdom of God. And in fact, if you know Sarah, you know it's not true. So we don't know people's internal soils. We can't tell by looking at them what their soil is. So we scatter. And also, I wonder, how do we get a rich soil? How does that happen? And I think at times we have different types of soil, right? I like to think I have rich soil, but I have to admit, I did not when I came to PBS. I was not internally very joyful or excited about that experience. But it turned me over. And so I think there's experiences in our lives, particularly that have to do with humility, that turn our soil. So growing up in northern Minnesota, my parents always tried to have a garden. And I don't know if it was the short growing season, because you can't plant a thing until after the harvest, or if it was the deer and the rabbits with the random frost that happened. But our garden seemed like so much more work than it was worth. And I was not able to do work. But one year, our septic system overflowed. And it was awful. Our yard, we lived in town too, a small town, but our yard reeked. I mean, it was awful. It was embarrassing. My family didn't have a lot of money, so it was really expensive, and it took us time to figure out how to fix it, to get the funds together, that kind of thing. But I'll tell you what, our garden that year exploded in a good way. We ate so bountifully that year. And every year after that, ironically, I went home and my dad was planting his garden a little bit early when I was back home. And I talked to him last week, and he already has beans. He already has these things that in northern Minnesota, if you're lucky, if you get a few, but to have them in Minnesota is a huge deal. And so for some reason, that horrible experience of having our septic system changed that soil. Now that soil is reaping bountiful harvests. And so I think once we get the seed of the kingdom of God planted in us, and we have the eyes to see the world as it was intended to be, then we become sowers, right? Then we become the joyful seed sowers, if you will. I almost like to think now that the sower, rather than my initial judgment that the sower was careless and not a good steward of poor resources, that the sower was dancing with joy. And when you dance with joy, seeds just spill. And they spill wherever you are. And when you have the kingdom of God in you, you know that God gives us the gift of joy. And so now that's what we're called to do. If you have the kingdom of God within you, your soil has been planted, we are now sowers. And my guess is, we all go through different times in our lives, but if you're here today, that seed's been planted. It may be at different stages of growth for all of us. But now you're a sower. And And so praise God for the sowers that were here during PBS.
I'll tell you what.
We had 12 kids participate. And so I'll tell you what, that was a lot.
We had over 25 adults at different points during the week show up.
And many of these adults didn't have kids. That blew my mind. And every night, I went back to my bed, so weary and exhausted. And I just exhaled glasses when I lay down.
Because I was humbled by the sowers that showed up
to do some pretty awesome and fun and joyful sowings week after week. So I think life is preparing us with humility to receive the seed. And once we receive the seed, it is our responsibility to sow.
And we sow without knowing who's receiving it.
We sow without knowing what they're going through, what the state of their soil is. And it's God's responsibility to faithfully attend. But we faithfully sow. And so thank you. Thank you for everyone who showed up for VBS. This was a rich time. And you have an amazing foundation here built to continue this. You have excited kids who wanted to skip children's chapel to come here and help me with this. And you've got adults who have talents and skills beyond belief to work with kiddos. So thank you. And I know that if we continue to sow and faithfully let God work on those seeds, that we will have a harvest that is bountiful. 30, 60, 100.